It's 10:16 on In Season with Sakhe, and on the line, I'm joined by a good friend of mine. And if you have no idea who I'm referring to,
it's business made simple with Bizval, exclusively on In Season.
Of course, I am talking about Graham. Graham, welcome. You are joining me now live on the line, live from the BBC Masterclass. How are you doing this morning?
You're overlooking blue skies and the sort of gently rolling waves of Musenberg Beach, but, you know, really excited to be at the BBC Beyond Limits Masterclass this morning. And, you know, as everyone knows, it's in collaboration with CCFM.
Awesome stuff. I didn't get the first few lines, but you are good this morning, right?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful day and Very excited to be here.
Awesome stuff, Graham. Awesome stuff. Now, you are, you know, reporting live from the BBC Masterclass this morning. Before we jump into it, how is the vibe? Talk us through the vibe.
Oh, the vibe's incredible. There's lots of excitement, networking, exhibitors. You know, there's over 100 people here. And really interestingly, a lot of women entrepreneurs. I think, you know, I feel in the minority as a male, yeah, which is fantastic to see. You know,
yeah.
So it's a great vibe and lots of excitement.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Now, for those who are tuning in for the very, very first time on 107.5, and they have no idea, you know, who and what we're referring to as the BBC. What is the BBC, Graham?
Well, the BBC is not the British Broadcasting Corporation. The BBC is the Business Breakfast Club. It was founded by Kenny Jackson Williams, and she proudly uses the middle name Jackson. You know, it reminds you of her roots growing up on the Cape Flats.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a series of successful networking events that take place across communities in Cape Town. You know, it focuses on entrepreneurship and it's face-to-face meeting, connecting with people, you know, and the desire for business to succeed by collaboration and building brands. You know, a recent survey actually found that one of the biggest contributors to success of business is whether or not the business owner has a sense of community. And I think that's one of the, you know, the core things around the BBC is to create a space where business owners can come together. They can share freely, and they can help each other out. So, you know, they hold events throughout the year for networking, marketing, mentoring, even socializing, you know, speakers, lots of coffee, lots of singing, you know. So it's a space where, you know, it's not intimidating. It's come as you are and join the community. And, you know, I think it's open to everyone. It's up-and-coming, existing entrepreneurs, non-profits, NGOs, business enthusiasts, and, you know, I think what they've done is they've built a network and partnerships with various media platforms like CCFM and global networks. So, you know, really, really happy to be here. Kenny is obviously committed to building the BBC as the fastest growing network community in South Africa. And as I said earlier, they have almost 20 events a year with the Masterclass event today being their sort of flagship event.
Now, can you just give us an idea of some of the highlights and topics of discussion today?
For sure. You know, so today is quite a jam-packed agenda. We've been here since about 8 o'clock this morning. There's a bit of networking and chatting and coffee. And, you know, the lineup of speakers and entertainers is really, really top class. So we've got Craig Parks, who was one of the founders of the Cape Town Jazz Festival. Samson Dane, he's the partnership manager at Liquid Intelligent Technologies. And we've got Dr. Randall Ortel, who's the manager of medical services at Karl Bremer Hospital. There's also some panel discussions, you know, some interesting speakers. We've got Rabina Alexander, who's the founder of Avocado Media and the Cape Town Women's Festival. We've got Kim Palmer, who's from On the Ball College. And we've got Lizelle Sneyman, who I never get the pronunciation of this right. Tukuria Consulting. There we go. And also the author of Beautifully Flawed. So, you know, it's a really exciting lineup. There's also, you know, when we bring people together, there's some entertainment. So we've got a fabulous singer called Angelique, some lucky draws, and then obviously networking and coffee and sharing.
Yeah, sure. Amazing. Now, what are your three most interesting topics and speakers for you?
Yeah, so look, we've got started with the speakers about half an hour ago. So the first speaker who spoke was Craig Parks, you know, from the Cape Town Jazz Festival. You know, he's a well-known name in and around Cape Town, incredibly passionate and driven. He's got a background in media marketing, radio production. He's written for the Argus, Cape Times, so, you know, a CV of note. And, you know, what's been really inspiring about his story is he really believes in the power of the arts and the upliftment that that brings, you know. So music, arts, creativity. And over the past 15 years, he's created a number of programs for musicians, from masterclasses to marketing, technology, songwriting. And, you know, I think the important thing that he's spoken about in his talk is you know, it's about giving people the tools to help them perform. And also to make a livelihood from their talents. But I think more than that, it's also about, you know, he's spoken a lot about how, you know, rejection is part of life. Probably not common knowledge, but, you know, he said he's been retrenched 5 times in his life. You know, and the importance of just, there was a Chumbawamba song, I'm giving away my age, but, you know, I get knocked down and I get back up again. And, you know, that's been, I guess, the key part of his story is when you get knocked down, get up again, take the opportunity. So yeah, so he's been our first speaker, and fantastic story. The next two speakers I'm looking forward to, I think, is Dr. Randall Ortel. You know, he's from Karl Bremer Hospital, and I think he's got a really inspiring story, which I'm looking forward to hearing about. You know, he grew up in some really challenging neighborhoods in Manenberg. And, you know, he was the first medical doctor from his community. So, you know, he's someone who's literally had to pull himself up from his own bootstraps. You know, we all know that that's impossible, but it's a story of grit, determination, perseverance, and consistency. So, you look at him now and you think, whoa, he's got this great job as the head of, you know, medical at Karl Bremer. But, you know, little known thing, he was a part-time taxi driver to make ends meet. And I think his story is one just of passion and inspiration for many. So, yeah, he's really looking forward to him. And then the third one, just to sort of highlight, is Kim Palmer. She's the founder of On the Ball College and a born entrepreneur. You know, she's On the Ball College, We Train ICT, Learn to Boom, which is also an online training platform. And what's really cool about her story, she's trying to bridge the gender gap in the tech industry. So, tech is not just for men. You know, it's genuinely open to all. What I find fascinating about her is she started her first business at the age of 19. You know, you know, barely out of nappies. And I think she's a massive advocate for giving back to her community. We've spoken about this before, is, you know, successful businesses give back. So she mentors for the Alan Gray Foundation, the Haven Night Shelter, various HIV projects. And, you know, her message has been one of, like, don't put restrictions on yourself. Go and grab the opportunities, find technology that you find fascinating, and explore it. Be curious and take it further, because there's so much out there. So, yeah, those are sort of the three, you know, talkers. They're all fantastic, but those are three that I'd just like to highlight.
Now, with that being said, Graham, what do all these speakers have in common that, you know, make them successful business people?
Yeah, you know, I think the one thing that we all kind of think is that business people have this sort of secret sauce or this magic elixir that makes them different to you and me. But I think the reality is they all have some common traits that we can learn from and apply. And, you know, I'll just spend a few minutes touching on these. You know, the first is humility. You know, each of these people to the T, they come on stage and it's never about them. They're almost, you know, self-deprecating to an extent. You know, it's that overwhelming sense of, I'm no different to the rest of you. You know, I've had some lucky breaks. I've taken some opportunities. But that overriding sense of humility is absolutely key. I think the second one, Saki and listeners, is that sense of purposefulness. You know, they all have something. You know, it's not just about making money. There's a desire to, you know, make a difference to the community, to be an upliftment to the community, to be an inspiration to the community. And that kind of leads on to the next point, is that many of these speakers and entrepreneurs, they faced adversity in their lives, you know, various challenges. It hasn't been plain sailing. You know, normally it's more downs than ups. But those downs are what, you know, fuel them and, you know, creates learning and it creates resilience and all those kinds of things. I think the third point is around, you know, they're warm, they're happy to share. Mm-hmm. You know, I think people think that successful people like to keep it all to themselves, but the reality is they want to share their story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this happiness of sharing, it's all about the stories. You know, anybody can, you know, just read a few lines on, you know, five things to make you a successful entrepreneur. But I think what is so great about these events is the story behind it, to hear it in the entrepreneur's own words and sharing all the ups and downs and the magic behind that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that talks about passion. They're all passionate about what they do. There's no half measures. Yeah. You know, I think if you're an entrepreneur, you have to have a deep desire to, you know, focus and be good and make a difference. And, you know, the last two, you know, lead from the top few things we've spoken about, but they're not afraid to make mistakes and they're not afraid to own up to their mistakes. Mm. And most importantly, learn from their mistakes. You know, there's a saying that, you know, the clay only gets hard when you put it in the furnace. Mm. You know, making mistakes is a bit like that. You've got to go through the tough times. You've got to do things wrong. And that's how we learn, you know. So I think that openness, sharing mistakes, it's never about, oh, look how good I am. It's about, look at all the mistakes I've made. Mm. And, you know, I want to share them so that you don't make the same mistakes.
Yeah.
And the last point to touch on, Sake, is just that resilience and determination. You know, so they all come together quite nicely, but it's this, you know, bad things are going to happen. Challenging times are going to happen. But you just got to keep going, you know, one foot in front of the other. And I think that's what makes the difference between successful people and not successful people.
Yeah.
And we can all do that. We can all take small steps. And when times get tough, keep going. And if you can't keep going on your own, surround yourselves with friends and mentors. And I think that's also been a key learning for today, is that, you know, you need people to help you along that journey. So, yeah, for me, those are the sort of key takeouts, you know, and the thing that all these people have in common.
Sure, I love that. I really love that. Now, I don't know if you can believe it, but next week is the last Business Made Simple show for the year. I mean, can you believe time flew by so quickly, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think the first time we did the show was in the first week of November, and I probably sounded a lot more nervous then than I do now. You know, I think... Although being in the studio, you obviously calm the nerves and that, and I think this is the first dial-in, so I'm probably speaking a bit faster than usual. I'm going to run out of time, but I think it's been a great experience. You know, I just want to thank all the listeners for their support over the last month, and we hope to, you know, keep this going into the new year.
Mm.
You know, next week will be our last show for the year, and, you know, we're going to be talking about something which is really close to my heart and a really important thing for business owners, and that is succession planning. You know, it sounds like a heavy topic going into, you know, just before Christmas, but, you know, I think why it's such an important topic is, you know, 90% of businesses close or can't be sold. And the main reason is they can't operate without the owner. So, you know, we're going to unpack this next week. It's quite a meaty topic, but I think it's an opportune one to end the year off with, because, you know, as we go into the sort of Christmas break, and last week we spoke about using this time to reflect.
Mm.
It is a nice reflective topic to think about, you know, for business owners as to what a succession look like. And going into the new year, turning over a new leaf, is to have a plan to put that succession in place in your business. So, yeah, it's a great topic, and look forward to joining you in studio next week to unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, before I let you go, as always, you know, you talk us through the free live BizVol that you guys are offering and will be offering to one lucky listener. Talk us through that quickly.
100%. So, yeah, as we've done every week, and last week we had Andres who phoned in, and, you know, we've been through the process with him. But again, we're going to be offering up a free live BizVal valuation. So that's valued at 5,750 Rand. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we go through the process to value your business, tell you what it's worth, what are some of the things you can do to increase the value of your business. So we're very excited to give that away every week. So, you know, to enter that, drop, you know, me an email or send the email through to the studio. And, you know, we put all the names into a hat and select a lucky listener to have that, you know, to have that valuation with.
Yeah, fantastic. Graeme, listen, I do not want to take any more time from you. I don't want you to miss any bit of the BBC Masterclass. So thank you so, so much. And we'll catch up as to what unfolded, you know, after this time next week. So enjoy yourself and I'll see you next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Saki, and thanks to the listeners. We'll be back next week.
It's Business Made Simple with BizVal, exclusively on In Season.
And of course, you can catch him next time, or rather next week, same time, same place. And that will be the last Business Made Simple show for the year. As I mentioned, that he'll be touching on a topic called, titled Succession Planning for Business Owners. And of course, if you'd like to send a chance of winning that free live BizVal valuation, which is valid at 5,750 bucks, all you have to do is to simply contact him, rather them, and your business details to their info, rather to their email and also to their WhatsApp number. And if you're looking for those particular contact details, just stick around in a few seconds. I'll be sharing them.